I worked a week in the kitchen at Coachman's Inn making breakfast because we had a hole there. And I think it went a long way when our cook returned because he's like, wow, we're getting some changes. And he knew I experienced what he experiences every day. So it always goes a long way, of course.
That's Tamara Mims, president and CEO of Four Sisters Inns. During the pandemic with staffing shortages, Tamara stepped in to help her team, and in today's episode, she explains what she learned through the process of doing that.
We're all willing to jump in, and we have to be. And there was several great things that came out of it where I said to our manager, I'm like, I don't like this silverware. Why are we using this silverware? When it's a little thing that because I don't go sit and have breakfast at Coachman's every day, I wasn't aware that they had changed out the silverware and it was this light, flimsy silverware. And so 2 days later, she had new silverware. I was loading up our sanitizer and they're the grippy floor mats and part of the kitchen didn't have the grippy floor mats and it was slippery. And I experienced it being slippery. So we need to get a rubber mat right there. It's just when understanding how we're presenting food in unique ways or storing food. Again, we're not always diving in to look at the refrigerators behind the scenes. A lot of times I'm talking more top level with our managers and just making small adjustments. I don't ever think of myself as a CEO per se because I still honestly feel a lot like an employee of the organization that I'm part of. And it's just in my nature to help wherever help is needed. And for me, it's super fun. I love working at the hotels because it gives me sort of an insider view. I'm not necessarily writing a long list of all the things that are wrong. I think a lot of times people might be initially thinking, oh, the CEO's coming and I'm intimidated. But once they get to know me, they understand we're all in this together, really.
Great hospitality providers know that every touch point matters a lot, so they spend a lot of time making sure that each interaction better serves their guests and makes life easier for their teams. If you'd like to operate this way, I suggest you check out Sojourn. They've built a reputation as the market leader in helping hotels and resorts earn direct bookings through digital advertising over the years. And more recently, they've expanded into offering a complete suite of guest experience solutions, including an AI smart concierge, reputation manager, and guest marketing suite. I've been working with Sojourn for years now, and everything from the way their technology is built to the talented experts they have on staff makes it no surprise that when I talk with people about technology, Sojourn comes up again and again. Hospitality providers love them. If you'd like to learn more about how Sojourn can help you better engage your guests and drive more profitable direct bookings, visit Sojourn.com. That's Sojourn.com. Before we go, I want to let you know about a few more things. First, if you haven't done so already, subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or your favorite app to stay inspired each day by actionable insights from the most interesting people in hospitality. Second, I've started sharing videos and photos from the stories on this show on Instagram and YouTube, so if you'd like to see those or watch along, I encourage you to follow Hospitality Daily there so we can stay in touch. Third, if you'd like to listen to more conversations like the one you just heard, visit this podcast website at podcast.hospitalitydaily.com. I've spent a lot of time building out this website because I want to make it really easy for you to listen to the topics and guests that you are interested in, whether that's culture and leadership or operations or technology or something else. Browse and search the entire library of more than 400 episodes for some of the top leaders and innovators in hospitality at podcast.hospitalitydaily.com to get ideas for delighting the people around you and reaching your business and career goals. I produce this podcast each day and give it away for free because I want us all to learn and grow together. If you enjoyed today's episode, I just have one favor to ask. Please take a moment to text or email this episode to a friend or colleague who might appreciate it as well. They'll be grateful to hear from you and what we covered in the show can help them, as I hope it helped you today. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you here tomorrow.